Good morning, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of June 2018, and this is the 831st Moll Out Loud podcast. I know I said yesterday was the 831st, it wasn't true. But today is, and it's a chilly morning. I'm sitting on my stoop and I'm about to have my breakfast. And when I woke up, the sky was blue and very clear. And sitting in the cafe, we were still above the fog, but there's just the slightest decline between the cafe and my house, and I'm in the fog and it isn't. So it's foggy and it's about 3 degrees, so it is quite chilly on my stoop. I'm thinking this morning that I might head off into town on my bicycle and investigate the art school library as a place to work. So that had been my plan last night, and then this morning when I looked down the hill and saw all the fog, I thought, no, I'm going to stay at home because my living room warms up very quickly in the sun, but now that I know that I'm going to be submerged in the fog here anyway, I think I'll go back to plan A. It's now much later in the day and, well, it's evening in fact. It's very dark outside, at least it would be dark if there weren't a full moon. It's crisp and beautiful, and I've just been for a walk in it. The stars are bright, and this really clear full moon. Last night it was so full that I found it very difficult to sleep. It was as light as day inside. I don't know, but it just feels even brighter than it usually does when it's full. I did end up going to the art school. It meant cycling into the city and then along the docks and around the art school, which is housed in old warehouses on the wharf. There's a bit of memory lane with it too. I went to the Hobart Art School a very long time ago. I did a diploma there. But it wasn't in these beautiful old warehouses at that point. It was stuck up on a hill up on Mount Nelson and very isolated from the city in a rather hideous newish building. It had just moved from another location, an old university buildings on the Glebe in Hobart, which would have been lovely as well. I think I really caught it at a bad time. I was there when there was a lot of reorganisation going on and a number of departments and schools split between different parts of the state. There was a decentralisation going on and it had lost its heart a bit. So it's really lovely to see this thriving place down on the wharf. And I'd forgotten that it was university holidays at the moment, and so when I went to the library, it was almost empty. So I had a complete pick of tables that I wanted to work at, and so I had one that overlooked the water and a tree, overlooking the sea, basically. And this calm and lots of space, and the temperature was just right. It was a very, very good place to go. And I did a bit of writing, not a lot, but I had really got into a particular scene last night at the cave. at Island Magazine. And I just felt ready to continue with what I'd started. So I feel very happy with the day. It's been a good day. So I'm very thankful for it. And it was lovely being on the bike and not going too far, so that I was able to both ride the bike and write. I don't think it's a good idea to do that very often, but it was fine to do it today. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever it is that is most important to you and engage with it in any way that has felt right to you, whether it's working with it, dreaming about it, engaging with it, having a rest from it. That is also sometimes the best thing to do. And I also hope that you've had some time at some point in the day, the opportunity of being outside, being in nature, observing it from inside, or dreaming about it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.